This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. He is finally speaking out. Reverend Jeremiah Wright is in the middle of a controversy involving Barack Obama. He broke his silence in his first interview. Wright was Obama's minister at a Chicago church. He drew national attention for speeches where he criticized U.S. policy. Obama distanced himself from the remarks. In the interview, Wright hit back at his critics, saying they took his words out of context.
I felt it was unfair. I felt it was unjust. I felt it was untrue. I felt that those who were doing that were doing it for some very devious reasons.
That clip from Bill Moyer's Journal on PBS, the interview, airs tonight. The U.S. says the results of Zimbabwe's election are clear. A top State Department envoy says opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai won the March presidential vote and that his party doesn't need to share power with the sitting president, Robert Mugabe. The country voted weeks ago, but the results of the election are still secret. 6 million Americans have done it, probably including someone you know. It's LASIK, surgery to fix the vision problems. There can be complications, and the Food and Drug Administration will investigate today whether warnings are strong enough. NPR's Allison Aubrey has the story.
The vast majority of LASIK patients are satisfied with the results of the procedure, but some experience unpleasant side effects such as dry eyes and even blurry vision. Experts say fewer than 1% of patients have severe complications that may lead to poor vision. The FDA wants to know more about how the typical patient fares, so beginning next year, it's teaming up with eye surgeons to enroll hundreds of patients in a clinical trial. The study will document their experiences and try to determine whether certain characteristics predict bad outcomes. LASIK was first introduced in the 1990s. Though the cost has come down since then, the procedure typically runs about $2,000 per eye.
NPR's Allison Aubrey reporting. Yahoo is making a big switch. The internet pioneer wants to open up its site and make it more like a social network. Yahoo users will get more flexibility to customize their pages. Yahoo thinks they'll make more advertising money this way. They want to get this done this year, but the whole thing could be derailed if Microsoft buys Yahoo. MS has offered more than $44 billion. And sometimes a story just falls in your lap. A Cleveland TV news crew got stopped for directions. There's nothing too crazy about that until they noticed the driver giving them this signal. It turns out he was being held at gunpoint. They figured it out. The man asking for directions had carjacked the driver, and then he got a little lost. They called police, tailed the car until the cops could arrest the carjacker. That is the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mark.